Hello?
Hi, is this Sean?
Yes, this is.
Hi, Sean. My name is Samantha Hayes. I'm calling you from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
Doing well. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Sean, first of all, welcome on board. I'm really excited to be a part of this project, and I'm going to ask you a few basic questions before I walk you through the process, if that's okay with you.
Yes, that's fantastic.
Okay, perfect. So first thing that I want to know from your end is in regards to the book. What exactly is the book about, and how did you end up writing it?
The book is about pretty much my experience in post-acute care and
mm-hmm.
sub-acute care and skilled nursing. And the book was catered primarily to case managers, physicians, nurses, and social workers and therapists that are in my field to better serve their patients. One, for when they discharge into the community, that they have a safe transition back into the community. And two, for interventions and preventive measures that can be taken while they're in the care facilities to not readmit to the hospital, that they receive good quality care while they're there, and some little tricks of the case management trade and working with the insurance companies. Reason why I wrote this book was to simply put to better patient care, to give better patient care to the community, to provide the very basic information to the healthcare professionals that are in my field, some forgotten strategies and preventive measures that may have not have crossed their mind, or they may have overlooked. Maybe it's a lab that could have been ordered, but right there and then, for example, in my sepsis section, I call it the lucky eight. I actually give step-by-step process, so those labs are not overlooked, and that's just one example that I can provide to you.
That is wonderful, Sean, and this is an interesting book. I am more than looking forward to actually receiving the manuscript and reviewing it, because we haven't gotten a book like this from a very long time. I've done this like 2 or 3 years ago, but nothing close to this. So I am very curious to see what you have in there. Okay, so my next question for you is, what is the estimated timeline or time frame that you have in mind in order to complete the book?
I would ideally, if we could get this out at least by a good target date, maybe within the next 60, 90 days. Does that seem reasonable, or would we feel we would need more time?
Okay, let me give you a rough estimate, because right now I have no clue how long the manuscript is and how much of work is required to be done in the manuscript. So I'm going to give you a rough estimate, and that is if a book of 100 to 150 pages, if the book is that long, it takes about 3 to 4 months for the book to be completed, depending on the number of revisions. But if this is an urgent deadline, we're going to try our best to meet that.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I'm not – I already have a first edition out there. This is a second edition. It's much improved from the first edition, because I've added many more disease I added many more chronic illnesses to the manuscript. I've really expanded my caregiver training session, which I discuss primarily teach back. I completely expanded that. I also have increased a number amount of appendix sections that I copyright the written. The appendixes can be used over and over again to improve our quality of care. And some of those are handouts for patients. Some of those are worksheets for I have a worksheet for the case managers in there. So, you know, those are very valuable tools to be used. And I never want those to ever be compromised. The appendixes can be used as frequently as possible as we can to improve our quality of patient care in the facilities and making sure these patients are transitioned home as safely as they possibly can until the next level of care is received. So I'm okay with 3 to 4 months. I would rather go with the flow, and if it's done before then, fantastic. If it's not, and we have to keep on keeping it till it's up to par, I'm fine with that as well.
Perfect. See, Sean, bottom line is that I do not want to compromise on the quality, you know, by rushing in things. So that's what that matters the most. I mean, we should put something out there that is credible, it is fully furnished, and it is error-free, of course, most importantly. So all of that depends on the editorial report or the evaluation that we get from your editing team. Now, that brings me to the process. Let me walk you through that. Are you sitting in front of your computer right now?
I'm here. I just need to log in.
Okay.
You also have to bear with me here. I'm expecting inspectors from my house here to come, and I may have to let you unfortunately go, but I hope that they get here on the later side. I just want to give you a heads up, courtesy awareness there of that what's going on those neck of the woods.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that, Sean. If you have something coming up urgently, should we reschedule so I can walk you through the portal that we're going to use to communicate? Or what do you want to do?
You know, it's really hard. I would like to keep going because they're not going to be here between – we have – the window is 10 to 12, so I don't know when they're going to come, and I don't want to lose this opportunity that we may have here.
Okay, then. Perfect. All right, then. I want you to pull up your email, like go to your inbox. There must be an email from Creative Design Agency. That's the name of the portal that we'll be using. So an invitation it has been sent to you. Can you find that email for me, please?
One moment. Creative Design. I don't have that here. I don't have that in my inbox yet. Do you have my right email? We had problems with email yesterday. Do you have my right email?
I'm looking at... go ahead.
It should be smull@pacbell.net. And that's pacbell.net.
Okay, I see the problem. There's a typo in the email address that I got. So it is S as in Sierra, M as in Mary, U as in uniform, L as in Lima, at PacBell with 2L at the end, .net, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, let me make this correction really quickly, and you will receive something. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay?
Certainly, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Let me turn on the headset. So let's go back over here.
Thank you very much for being online, Sean. All right, it's done from my end. Can you refresh and check if you got anything now?
Yes.
Okay.
One moment here. Go back to my login screen. Moment.
Sure.
Always when you want your computer to go faster, the internet to go faster, is when it goes slower.
Tell me about it. It happens all the time. Yes, exactly. And sometimes when I'm over the phone with customers, oh my God, it freezes up and it's so embarrassing. I'm telling them the exact same thing that you've just told me. Technology, I tell you.
Yeah. You would think that these connections would be much faster, you know, since everybody relies on it, but that's not always the case.
Exactly. Where are you located, by the way?
I am in San Jose, California. Like they call it the Silicon Valley area. Like 50
mm-hmm.
miles from San Francisco. How about you? Where are you located? Are you in Carlsbad or?
No, I'm actually in New
location?
York.
Oh, you're in New York.
Yes.
Oh wow, it's much later there.
Yes, a busy city, very busy.
Yeah,
I've been
I've
there
never
for
been.
The past 12
years.
It's a good place.
Really? You like it?
Yes, of course. I've been living here for like half of my life, you can say. So ever since I moved down here from my hometown, I have settled down here. And I've been working with multiple ghost lighting companies until I found Penguin, and I've been with Penguin for the last 5 to 6 years now.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's nice. Well, I'm on the teamwork page.
And it's going to ask you to set up your password. Have you done that?
I could do that.
Yeah.
Where's
go
your
ahead.
Hometown?
It's a third world country, South Africa.
Oh my heavens! Wow, you came a long way.
Yes,
holy
I have.
Geez.
And I've come from a very conservative background. Trust me, if I tell you my story, you're going to say, you know what, Samantha, you should write a book. I've been working on that too. You know, an autobiography, all about woman empowerment. Because
that's
what I've done. I'm a very rebellious person. I mean, I have went against the societal norms, my family, and I fought with them because they wanted me to find a nice guy, get married, and that's pretty much it. But I had other plans, so I decided to pursue that, and thank God for me. Thank God for me that I actually, you know, did something and made something out of myself.
Oh, that's wonderful. I once had a very dear friend from Namibia, very
mm-hmm.
close to South Africa, as you know better than I. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
she shared her life struggles with me, and it was just, I just always admired her strength and what she overcame in her life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, her father was a political prisoner.
Oh, I see.
And, you know, he was freed by the Cubans. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's just, it goes on and on and on. But yeah, she had a very fascinating story, and I always admired everything she overcame to come here to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You know, always had such great strength.
Yeah, nowadays, women especially, they're coming out, you know, they're doing something, they're trying to make a difference, and it's such a good thing to see. And by the
It
way,
is.
I'm from Durban, KwaZulu-Natal, in South Africa. That's where I lived, Old Port City. So that's where I grew up. I was born there, and then I decided to retaliate. I was the bad guy, you know, in the beginning, and I had to face a lot of criticism, people throwing things at me, you know, especially family all the time. I mean, you can't
Wow.
expect that from your loved ones, but, you know, it happens when you're trying to shift or break that paradigm, you know. And I simply didn't want to follow that. So, yeah. Okay, enough about me. Tell me, where are you exactly on the portal now? Have you logged in?
I have logged in onto the main page
Okay.
where I have home, search, jump to, projects, the main page.
Okay, so you need to find the messages section or inbox. I think it's going to be on the top panel where it says list, board, table, etc., etc. It should show you the option for more as well. See if you can find messages or inbox over there.
Yes, I just clicked on it.
Perfect. Now, when you go to inbox, you're going to find a thread created by me which says welcome on board editing project. You need to click on that.
Yes, I just did.
Okay, now once you click on that, you're going to find my detailed email as it was notified via email as well. So find the option to add reply. It should be above my message or at the bottom of it. Can you find that?
Yes, I have it right here.
Okay, perfect. So once you click on add reply, by the way, bookmark this or pin it on your browser so you don't have to, you know, all the time log in and log out and all of that. Just keep it there on your browser.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Now, when you click on add reply,
bookmark.
Yeah. When you click on add reply, it's going to show you a drop box in order to type a message.
Yeah. I see
and
that here.
Right below where it says who should be notified, there will be two people tagged there, and then it says attach a file.
Yes.
Okay, once you click on attach a file, it gives you the option to either drop or paste files here, like, you know, drag and drop, or you can click
yes.
on add files, and it's going to redirect you to your computer.
It's moved, the ball, little ball, rainbow ball is moving.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Which?
Oh, I clicked, oh, there we are. I got it up, I have it up here. It opened up to my computer.
Yes. So you select your manuscript by going to this option, select whatever files you want to upload here, and then you just click on open. It should show up there. Okay?
You want me to go ahead and do that right now?
No. Let me. I'm going to give you enough time, sufficient time. Maybe you can do that over the weekend, you know. It's not very urgent. So what I want you to do is, do you see the attachments below my message? One of them says book editing services, and the second one says book cover design. You have to download these forms.
These two forms right here.
Yes.
Yes.
You download them, fill them up. These are Word files. So once you download them, you'll be able to open them on Word, and you'll be able to, you know, fill in your information. Fill them out to the best of your capabilities, and once you're done, save them on your PC. You come back here, add reply, and just how I just showed you, you know, going to the add files option, you select your manuscript along with the two brief forms, and you send all of that in to me by posting your reply. Okay? You want to do a test run? Maybe type out a message, say hello or something, and post your reply.
I'll go ahead and
or you can try to send me your manuscript right now so I can confirm that you're doing it right, and then you can take your time over the weekend to submit the brief forms.
Sure. I could submit to you right now.
Okay. And I know the portal might seem like it's too complicated or confusing, but this is the only option that you'll be using for further correspondence. So you got nothing to worry about, okay?
Just sending a regular email.
Okay.
It's fine. Let me attach
yeah.
the touch file.
Mm-hmm.
I could attach the connection.
And by the way, there is a condition. If you don't type anything in the Dropbox, it's not going to let you post your reply. So be sure to add something in the Dropbox.
Oh.
Type something out. Yeah.
Okay, let me try to attach and see what I can do here. Okay, let's try. So this one goes over here. Drop and upload. Okay. Okay, there's that. And
once you're done, you post your reply. That's the last option at the bottom of the message.
Okay. I'm going to go over here. One more. All right. And then I go to the bottom. It says
mm-hmm.
post your reply. And then I will just go ahead and click that. And you should receive the manuscript and the back cover.
Okay. Send it through.
Let me just go. Saving.
Perfect. I got it. And
wonderful.
I see that there are two attachments, but both of them seem to be the same thing. Let me just download them and see. Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay. It says a case manager's playbook for post-acute care, nursing, and rehabilitation, second edition. Okay.
Yes.
That looks like the back cover information, right? That's the back cover blurb, correct?
Yes, that's the back cover blurb.
And the second file that I have here is the manuscript. Perfect. Okay, there are some track changes on that. Do you want me to accept those before I send it for further work?
Repeat that. I couldn't hear. I'm sorry.
There are track changes in this file. I mean, some changes and revisions that you have done. Should I accept that first and then provide the file to the team?
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
Perfect. All right. So, Sean, I see that the manuscript has 101 pages, but the layout of it seems to be on a it says 179 pages. Yes.
That sounds about right. Yes.
Yes. And the layout, however, or the trim size of the book is 8.5 by 11. That is too big. Is that the trim size that you want to keep, or do you want to go with the standard 6x9?
Let's go with the standard 6x9.
Okay.
That's typically that's the standard size for most workbooks, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, if we are to switch the trim size from 8.5 by 11 to a 6x9, then the page count would increase. So, for example, if it is 189 now, it's going to go somewhere around 380 or 90. Is that fine with you?
You know, I'm okay with that. The last time I did go 8.5 by 11,
mm-hmm.
And the reason being I did that was for the appendixes, so people could, if they bought the print edition, but
mm-hmm.
they could just place it on a regular copy machine and copy the pages.
Mm-hmm.
But they could also, if it's 6x9, they could also increase the font size, right, too, on
yes.
a printer.
Mm-hmm.
What is more industrial standard What is more industrial standard, in your opinion?
Yes, we should go with a 6x9. Let me tell you why. 8.5x11 is a bigger page.
Okay, great. Come on. Excuse me, Samantha. Okay. I have these gentlemen here that are going to do some patchwork, but we could still talk. Can I still continue with my call? Feel free to come on in and do what you need to do. We're happy you're here.
Appreciate you. There is an inspection from Tim as well. What we like doing is basically start covering everything.
That's great.
As soon as the inspection passes, we can get.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
Take your time. I'm with you, Samantha.
Okay, perfect. I understand.
Yeah, I'm on board.
I'm just going to take like 5 minutes more, okay? And then I'll let you go.
Certainly.
All right. So as I was saying, Sean, that the standard size would preferably would be for a 6x9. 8.5x11 is a bigger page than an A4 size. And usually what happens is that, you know, when you're working on academic books, like accounting or anything like that, maths, accounting, science, that's when we use the trim size 8.5x11. Or when we're working with children's book, you know, with a lot of illustrations. So ideally speaking, the recommended size for your book should be 6x9, if that's fine with you.
I'm on board. I'm on board for 6x9.
Perfect. All right. So now let me really quickly walk you through the process, Sean. As soon as you submit the brief forms to me, which you can do over the weekend, and I will assign the editing team to actually evaluate the manuscript. So what they will be doing in the next 7 to 8 working days, they'll be going through the manuscript in detail, and they'll be providing you a detailed account or critical evaluation in terms of what the strengths are in the manuscript, along with the weaknesses or areas of improvement, all right? And along with that, they will provide you certain suggestions and recommendations. Once they are done with their report, they are going to submit that to you and me, and we will have to review the recommendations and approve. You can either approve or reject one recommendation. If you don't feel comfortable going through with the suggestion that they have provided, you can just let me know that, you know what, Samantha, out of the 10 suggestions, I only agree with 3 or 4 of them, so let's proceed with that and drop the rest. You with me?
I'm with you.
That is phase one, evaluation. So once you provide your feedback, of course, we'll be shortlisting a couple of recommendations and suggestions that we'll need to make the changes according to that in the manuscript. So phase two will begin, which is called developmental editing, in which we will be implementing all those recommendations and suggestions that you approved in phase one. So, in phase two, you'll be receiving drafts or batches of edits, you can say, like 15, 20 pages, and if there are no extensive edits required, it might go up to a chapter or more pages, you know, like 25, 50 pages. That depends on the level of editing that is required in that particular section or chunk. So we're going to send you these drafts individually, and the turnaround time for that will be 3 to 4 working days. This is for phase two. Okay?
Yes.
All right. So once we complete the developmental editing of the entire book, you know, once we are through with the entire manuscript, then we enter phase three. Phase three is a compliance check along with the formatting. And that's an easy one. Compliance check, in other words, we'll be checking for, we'll be proofreading the entire manuscript, the revised version of it, for grammatical errors, typos, punctuation errors, spelling mistakes, and of course, we'll be adjusting the layout for according to the publishing standards. For example, if we need to work on the layout in reference to a 6x9 trim size, all of that is going to be done right at the end, along with the table of contents, because the table of contents cannot be composed or cannot be updated while we are still going through the editing process, okay? So that'll be done right at the end.
Same with the, yes.
All right, so that is pretty much the process. In regards to the book cover design, while we are working on the editing section of the manuscript, we will be working with a design team simultaneously in order to provide you some concepts. Initially, I'll be sending you two concepts to select from. So you need to select one of the concepts and provide your revisions on that. Once you approve the mock-up, we will move on to the back cover description and the content for that. So that's pretty much it. It's going to be very simple.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Thank you for breaking that down. I appreciate that. When I was talking to Haley, I did give her copies of the first edition of the book that had the cover on it, and I don't know if that would be helpful or if Haley had sent that to you. I could certainly send you a copy of that if you would find that to be helpful.
So that brings me to my next question. Now, I need to know from your end, Sean, if the existing cover that you have, are you going to use the same one or would you like us to create something new? I would recommend using the same one, maybe have a revised edition, maybe have something included on the front cover, something like revised edition or second edition or something like that, because we do not want to go all out, you know. We cannot just turn everything around 360 since it's a revised edition. What do you think?
You know, I'm on board with that. What I'd really like your team to do with it is, I like the maze. When I originally had this cover done, it was done by a friend of mine. I really wanted a maze concept because being a case manager or a physician in this field, it's like working a maze through the various disease processes. So she came up with this logo, and I like this logo. And something that, you know, later on, if I have maybe a speaking event per se, I could, you know, turn this into T-shirts or hats, for that event, or use it at some point later. But I'm open to modifying the cover and coming up with some designs around that cover to make it better, to make it stronger.
Okay, well, then in that situation, go ahead.
But however, with that being said, I am open to newer concepts and seeing where your team takes it.
Okay, that sounds like a plan, Sean. Then how about this? We will stick to the basic concept. I would want you to upload the cover on the portal. That way my team has an idea as well. Well, I can get it from Haley too. That's not a problem. But I would like you to share that, just for the record, on the portal as well. Once I see the cover, we can actually do both. I can provide you two markups, one an entirely different concept according to the team, you know, tell them to go out of the box and come up with something that they think that might be effective, you know, according to the concept. So one markup will be sent according to that. Second markup will try to keep the essence of the original cover but modify it further. So that way we are sticking to the base concept. That way you'll have two options to select from. Either you can go all in and select something completely new that will be proposed by the design team, or if you feel that the modified version of the existing book cover is good enough, then we can go with that. How does that sound?
I like that.
Perfect. All right, then. I'm going to make a note of that, because I deal with a lot of people, just in case if I forget it, I don't want to do that, okay? So, the cover, Sean, all right. Oh, by the way, one more thing. There will be another account manager tagged along on the process, just in case if I miss out something. His name is Brian Williams, and you will be having a call with him most likely in the upcoming week. I don't want to overwhelm you, you know, all at once to have to speak with the entire team in a day, okay?
Okay. That sounds
all right.
That sounds great.
I'm sorry, Sean, I talk a lot. I hope I'm not bothering you with that.
No, you're wonderful. You're fine. I'm okay with everything you've saying so far. You're great. You're doing everything's fantastic. I added the file and said the field cannot be empty, but I thought I put it in here.
Where did you add the file? On the portal?
On the portal, I did a drag and drop, but maybe it wants me to.
Maybe you haven't typed out anything along with it. You know, if you don't type anything, it's not going to let you post your reply. So you can maybe write FYI or something like that.
This should go here. Oh, there it goes. I sent you this cover like 3 times. Sorry about that.
Okay, let me check. Sean, I haven't gotten it. Oh, I see where it went. It went to the file section because there was no message included in that. Don't worry, I'm going to pick it up from there. Let me pull this up so I can really quickly comment on the cover as well. Okay, so this is the logo you're talking about, right?
Repeat that. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear. Other guys are working in the background. What were you saying, Samantha?
I got the cover opened up, and this is the logo that you're talking about. It's a pretty simple book cover, right?
It is a very simple book cover.
Mm-hmm. I think we can work with that. I will definitely provide you something, an improved version, of course. Don't get offended because I don't want to criticize. I'm sure your friend has done a great job. So
I'm always open to feedback, just so you know me. I'm the type of person that prefers that. Tell me I like compliments. Sure, we all do. But I prefer, just be very forward. My feelings won't get hurt.
That is awesome, Sean.
So I
want to
make sure when we go into this process and working together that you understand that, respectively, I'm counting on you to give your team to be very critical and tell me exactly what's wrong, very forward, very direct, and that's my style, just so you know my working
style. Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much for saying that, Sean. You have no idea. You've made this so much easier for me. You know, a lot of times what happens is that since you've worked on a book, certain authors come up to us and they're very sensitive about the book, of course. But I say that, you know what, you have to be open to criticism because if you won't allow that, there is no room for improvement. You won't know what's wrong with your work, right? And that's all I'm in for. So I truly appreciate you saying that. I'm going to make sure that we point out everything, every single pointer that is there to actually improve and make this a better version of the existing book. So you got nothing to worry about. You're in safe hands. And, of course, that concludes our call. If there is anything that you want to ask me, you may go ahead and do that now.
Well, thank you. I don't have any other questions right now, but you were saying something about the book cover, and I'm interested to hear. You know, just the first impression? You say it could be enhanced and made better. That's great. I'm on board with, if you have any suggestion or feedback with it, certainly.
Of course. So that is something that I'm going to be working with the design team on, and we will send you the initial markups in 5 to 6 days. Don't forget the timeline. The initial draft or the evaluation report will be sent to you in 7 to 8 working days from Monday, okay? So keep that in mind, and the book cover markups will be sent to you within 4 to 5 working days counting from Monday. You there?
I'm here, yes.
You got that?
I got it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much once again for your time, Sean. I'm going to let you go now, and you have yourself a wonderful weekend.
You too, Samantha. You have a great weekend.
Thank you. All right, take good care of yourself. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.